Welcome to the Alchemy, Astrology, and Astro Health Podcast. I'm Maya Ratla, medical astrologist, astro herbalist, and green witch. I was diagnosed with endometriosis at 19, and I was told I would never have children. I healed my body through the power of herbs, alternative health practitioners, energy healing, and more. At 28, I had the baby they said I would never have, without any interventions. I refused to believe that my body was not able to heal itself. Along this journey, I stumbled across medical astrology, and it resonated with me so much. I started down the path to learning this unique system that had been used for thousands of years in the medical community. I now help other women heal their bodies using their cosmic blueprint, the unique blueprint that every person has embedded in their DNA from the stars. This system helps me see what's going on in your body on a cosmic level and exactly how to help you give your body what it needs to heal itself. We are all uniquely and amazingly designed, and when we learn to work with our design, love ourselves for how we are designed to function, and integrate the cosmos into our lives, I truly believe that we can see true and lasting health brought into our lives. If you are ready to change your life, heal your body, and learn to deeply love who you are, this podcast is for you. Come join me as I discuss medical astrology, astro nutrition, astro herbalism, health, wellness, spirituality, transformation, and so much more. I'm so excited you are joining me. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Alchemy, Astrology, and Astro Health. I realize that it has been a while. I couldn't even tell you how long, but a while since I have done like a life and or biz update. And so I wanted to come and do one today. It's been weird lately. And I think that's why I haven't done one of these, because I just haven't 100% been feeling life like I would like to. With all that Sagittarius in my chart, with the stellium there, I have three planets and my south node in Sagittarius. And with being a reflector in human design, I need a change of scenery often, where I feel stagnant and stuck and just like nothing is going how I want. And it's just, I don't know, like it's really hard to explain, but like I don't have any energy, or like it's like that thing goes, more passion, more energy. I have none of that. And I start feeling really out of sorts, and it's just really like makes it difficult to want to do anything for like fun. And I like doing these podcast episodes for fun in a way, right? Because it's, you know, I like updating y'all on what's going on, and I like to, you know, chat, you know, just more in a more, I guess, casual manner. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. I'm recording this outside, by the way, because I'm walking in nature while I'm doing this. So I apologize if you hear wind or animals. There's a bunch of free-range cows where we are, so you might hear a moo cow as well. So, and they are not quiet. The cows are actually very fucking loud, when they want to be, especially. So, just an FYI, might catch some of that. So, yeah, it's been hard because we were traveling for the winter, but we didn't really travel much. Like normally, you know, every couple months or so, we're somewhere new. Well, this year we made it out to Arizona in October. And then we just kind of stayed there. We traveled around in Arizona a bit. Like we went up to Flagstaff for a while. We went to the Grand Canyon on the Arizona side. We went to Lake Havasu, where the beach was. I spent a lot of time at the beach. Y'all, I actually got a fucking tan. I have never tanned in my life. And I got a tan this year from all the time that I spent outside in the winter. Also, that happened as well because it's taken me a hell of a long time. But learning my chart better has definitely helped. And not only that, but learning how our bodies are actually designed to like process sun intake and all of that has actually really helped, because I've learned that when your body is deficient in certain nutrients, you burn all the time. And that was me. Since I have fixed those nutrient deficits recently, and I've spent more time in the early morning sun between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. first without anything blocking my eyes, my body has regulated my melanocytes much better. And I'm tanning instead of burning now. Speaking of which, that is something that I will be speaking about, teaching about in my upcoming group program that is coming up later this year. So keep an eye out for that. Anyway, back to that. So we went there, we were in a place called Quartzsite, we went down to Yuma a little bit, but outside of that, we didn't really like change scenery at all. It's all the same in Arizona. The only difference was like Lake Havasu had a lake, right? So I got to spend time on the water, which makes me happy. It makes my partner really happy. He grew up basically on the water. He was a competitive rower and spent a lot of time in a boat on the water. So he really, really likes being on the water. And then my youngest daughter that travels with us all the time, she's been a water baby since she was born. I could not get that child out of water. So she was also really happy to be there. that's all we had been doing, right? Is just going through those three places mainly, four places. And it got dull. It got really boring. My creativity started going down the drain. I started feeling like just awful all the time. And in the past week, we've moved to a new location and like to a completely different state. And it's so nice. Oh my God, like immediately my creativity felt better and all these ideas are popping in my head and I feel like energized. I have that passion, more energy. I got all the energy, right? And the passion is coming back slowly with Sherlock. And so it's been good. The last week has been good until Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. I woke up Sunday. This past Sunday, so that was like a couple days ago from when I'm recording this. I woke up and I had a sore throat. I had this like aching, like just in my mouth in general, but like my throat hurt too. I was like, I woke up with like tears in my eyes and ready to cry. I felt really miserable. And I was just like, what in the world is happening to me, right? Because it's not my norm. I don't normally wake up like super ecstatic or anything, right? But like, I don't wake up feeling like that either. And I was like, what? And so I was like, okay, what am I missing here? What have I not been doing? You know, we were traveling most of last week. I was working from the front seat of the van while we were traveling, you know, meet with clients, you know, on bumpy roads. Like it was rough, y'all. It was fun. I don't mind it, but let me tell you, it's not super easy to get shit done when you're bouncing down a road, right? And I realized that we had gotten to our destination and I had not taken any time for myself. I had been around my family for all that travel time, which is gonna sound horrible, but like I need space very frequently to like reset. Part of that is do that to reflect your nature. The other part is just doing to have a lot of Scorpio. Scorpios, like, you know, they hold everything inside and they need space and time away from other people to like process that. And I realized I hadn't had any of that. And I was like, oh, I have not had any time alone. I have not had a lot of time like just in nature because we've been in the car traveling, right? And I'm feeling a disconnect from nature. I'm feeling a disconnect from my body. I'm feeling a disconnect from my voice because I haven't spoken up for what I need, which is why my throat was hurting. So I was like, okay. So I grabbed my labradorite, which is a blue type of stone that has some iridescence in it. So it's a very iridescent stone. It's like these gold inclusions that like sparkle, and it can be more opaque as well in some cases. And it's one of my favorite stones. I love it. I had one, like a really fairly large one that I had gotten from a rock shop in Taos, New Mexico. There's an amazing rock shop there, by the way, y'all. You should all go and visit. The dude's been working in, you know, with stones and all of that for, like, I don't know, 50 plus years. So he knows what he's talking about. He has a wealth of knowledge. So anyways, yeah, it's called the Gem and Mineral Shop in Taos, New Mexico. So if you ever get out there. But I had one from him, and I loved that stone. And it's a good stone of, like, protection, but it also helps open up that throat chakra, right? That, you know, can get clogged easily in certain people. And in me, it gets clogged easily because I have my Chiron in Gemini and my North Node in Gemini in the 11th house, right? So when I don't get enough time around my people and also by myself to process things, my throat gets, like, blocked, right? So I was like, oh, I have not done this. But that Labrador, I don't have anymore. It's also a stone of, like, protection. And when we were traveling one time, we got a nasty snowstorm kicked up in the traveling. And this is when we still had the RV we were traveling in. My partner was towing it. I was in a vehicle behind with the kids and the dogs. And it was bad. I mean, like, my partner was, like, sliding everywhere with the RV, and it was rough. We were all, like, terrified. I have driven in snow a lot growing up north. Tons of snow. I can drive in snow. I can drive in ice. I can drive in snowstorms. Doesn't bother me. I was fine. My partner has not. So they were having a bit of difficulty, and I was starting to be, like, filled with fear that we were going to lose our IRV and possibly my partner, and I just was not doing okay on this ride. So one of the stops, I dug out my Labrador, I put it in my pocket, and I was like, okay, I'm asking you for protection for all of us to get us to where we're going safely. Okay, put it in my pocket, right? No problem. We finally make it to our destination. All of us are safe. You know, it's been a long day. We're all exhausted. Everything is iced shut on the RV. We are having to literally, like, take a hammer to the ice to get it off so we can get the door and the steps open so we can, like, get inside. Everybody's frozen. Everybody's tired. We're exhausted. Everybody's cranky. We're kind of fighting with each other. We finally get inside, get the heater started. Everybody gets warmed up. We feed the dogs, feed the tiny humans. You know, like, everybody's getting better. We're relaxing and just, like, talking through our day of how terrible it was driving in all that snowstorm, right? And I reach inside my pocket to put my Labradorite back on my shelf when I realize my Labradorite is not in my pocket, y'all. And so I'm like, oh, it must have fallen out. It's in the car. I searched that car from head to toe the next day, and it's not in there. It was not there. And I was like, okay, well, if it's not in the car and it's not in my pocket, where is it? Like, it was a deep pocket, so it's not like it could just, like, poof its way out, right, or fall out of my pocket. Of course, there was snow all over the ground, so I was like, well, even if it fell out, I'm not going to find it at this point, because we had been tromping all around the RV. But I never found that. I never found that Labrador. We got there safely, and it just poofed out of existence. I still, to this day, I'm like, what in the hell happened to that Labrador? So I had to get a new one. So this is my new Labrador, right? And it's blue, so it corresponds to the throat chakra, and I love it because of that. I love the energy that it emits. It makes me feel happy, and it really does help open up my throat chakra. So I put that on because I was feeling blocked. I couldn't really talk about what I was feeling. I didn't even know what I was feeling truly. I knew I was feeling something making me cry, but other than that, did not know. So I was like, okay. So I took a bottle of water, and I went out into nature, and I just started walking until I came to a point where I felt, like, really close to nature and all the stuff that was there. Found a tree, sat underneath this tree, and I just started, like, meditating and, like, really feeling into that feeling that I had that felt like it was trapped in, like, my throat, between my throat and heart chakra. So right up there between, like, my neck and my boobs, right? And I started really just, like, feeling it, feeling like, okay, what is this? I feel sad, but is it truly sadness, right? Because sadness, it can be sadness, and it can be other things. that you're disguising as sadness so you don't have to feel the real feeling, right? Well, turns out my sadness was not sadness after all, it was fear. I had been told something the week prior that was very rude, kind of nasty, and while of course I don't put much stock into it, because everybody has their own opinions about things, I think it still kind of hit me in a place that I wasn't really willing to admit. And it made me feel like I can't be in this space, this astrology space, because I haven't had, you know, like a lot of formal training. Most of the stuff that I know and I've learned, I've done on my own. I will preface this with that is how I learn best, doing things on my own. I work much better when I can go at my own pace. I can read the stuff. I can take notes. I can do my own thing. I've always been like that. It's why I excelled at homeschooling. It's why I excelled at homeschooling when I was homeschooled, right? Because it just really was something I could do on my own. And I loved it. And I learned really well. So I've always learned better that way, picked up on things better that way. So I wasn't, like, I've never felt like I'm less than because I haven't gotten any, like, formal training. I have had some now, but I didn't for a while. I went a few years back. I met up with Sage Apapa, my mentor, and we've done all kinds of stuff, right? I've taken a lot of his courses, and he's helped me with a lot of stuff. He's a great guy. Love his teachings. Love how he does things. Highly recommend his courses, right? But prior to that, it was just me. And so I think when this person said what they said, and I'm not going to repeat it because I don't want to put that negativity back out into the universe. But basically, because they had formal training and I had not, they implied that, you know, they knew better than me about things and they were a better astrologer. Which is not true. But what I ended up feeling was like this fear that kind of settled there in my throat chakra mainly, that I don't know enough to do this, that I don't know enough to have this podcast. I don't know enough to be helping clients in the way I do. I don't know enough. And I need more knowing. I need formal training, more formal training. I need to do something else, right? And it was that fear that I've been told my entire life that I am not good enough. I'm too much for some people, not enough for others, that what I have to say doesn't matter, that nobody wants to hear me, right? And it was that fear just coming back up yet again that I don't have enough knowledge to do what I'm doing. I mean, never mind the fact that I have 3 degrees in herbalism, I have 1 in naturopathy, I've been a nurse for 20 years, you know, like, that I have now some degrees in medical astrology, right? There's always that fear that I just am talking out of my ass. And this person just kind of confirmed that, I think. So I sat there and I really just let it envelop me. I let that feeling just take over in my body and let it just sit where I wanted to sit. And I felt the need to really start like just moving and vocalizing, which I did. And it started moving. That feeling started moving. It moved from my throat chakra down into my solar plexus, down into my belly button, down into my root chakra, and then out into the earth, and it dissipated. And the feeling went away. And it was replaced with like this light and this positivity and this just feeling of just because I haven't done it, you know, this way, which is like I went and got all this training first and then started doing this, doesn't mean that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Doesn't mean that I'm less than someone else who has had that. And so I just
was like, yeah, I'm where I'm supposed to. I've been told this multiple times by Freya, by Hel, by my spirit guides. Speaking of which, the spirit guides for Atla Astrology that came online back when I changed my name and launched everything in like November, December of last year, came to me again not too long ago with some more ideas, which we will get to when the time is there. But also they gave me a name, finally, or a word to call them. We would call it a name. They don't call it that. It's just a way for me to address them. And so anyways, there's multiple of them, but they said, we are Jacob. So just so y'all know, if you hear me mention Jacob in any of my upcoming episodes, it is the Spirit Guide Collective for Atla Astrology that I am talking about. But I'm telling you, once that feeling went out and I felt it like flood into the earth and like dissipate, and I felt all the good energy coming back up my root chakra and filling me back up, my throat quit hurting, y'all. Like, it stopped and has not hurt since. In fact, it's felt better than it has in like probably a couple of months. And I feel a lot more light and airy. And it was such a big difference that I got back to where we were staying. And my partner was like, what happened to you out there? Like, you seem different. You seem happier. You're lighter. You have a bounce to your step. And I was like, I got that alone time that my body craves and needs in a new space. Like, we're in a place we've been before, but that is home for my soul. That makes my soul sing. That makes me so happy to be here. And we're here. And that's what has really helped change too, is I've got that new environment, right? A new place. So anyway, that's the life update. I was feeling like a failure, and now I don't, I guess. No, I feel better. I know I have testimonials. I have hundreds of clients that, you know, I've worked with that all tell me, and I know that they've all had issues that have healed from how I do things. I don't do things like other people do them, and I don't need to do things like other people do them, and hell, I don't want to do things like other people do them. And I really, really hate that whole mentality of there's only one path to get to point B from point A, and if you don't follow that path, then you're less than somebody who did. And no, there are multiple paths to your destination, and you're not required to take one that like the person before you took. You know, the whole saying from Robert Frost's poem, two woods diverge in a wood, and I took the path less traveled by. It's okay to take that less traveled path. You don't need to take the one that everyone else is walking down, right? And I need to take my own advice sometimes, so I'm giving you this advice because it's the same advice that I gave myself. What other people do and how they get there is none of my fucking business. I'm supposed to follow the path that I am meant to be on. My spirit guides will help me get on that path. My connection to nature will help me get on that path. Freya, hell, whatever it is, source, universe, whatever it is that you have in your life too, will do the same thing. It'll get you on the path you're supposed to be on. And that is the path you are meant to be on. It doesn't matter what everyone else does. It doesn't matter if you're the only one on that fucking path. That's okay. It's okay. So yeah, that's my mini rant, I guess, for this week. One thing else I wanted to mention before I sign off is Monday, April 22nd at 10 a.m. Mountain, I am hosting and giving a 3-hour live training event on happy, healthy hormones via the cosmos. I am super excited about this. I work with so many people who have hormonal issues, and this training will literally be like all of the conglomeration of my knowledge on hormones pushed into one 3-hour live training for y'all, teaching you all the stuff that I know and really helping you walk away feeling like you can rebalance your hormones. You can bring that restoration that you're looking for. You can stop having the terrible periods. You can stop, you know, struggling with infertility. That menopause that you are dealing with that is terrible can be stopped. All of the hormonal struggles, the thyroid issues, the weight gain that never seems to, you know, want to be lost, can be solved once you understand your cosmic blueprint and how your body takes up nutrients and all of that stuff, right? So this training is literally that. It is a paid training because it is really in-depth, is super full of stuff. We are going to learn a hell of a lot of stuff in 3 hours. And in fact, I don't know, we might go over, because I like to talk and I'm giving myself plenty of time. My current goal is 2 hours of like teaching and then an hour of implementation with everybody and answering questions and all of that. I will be handing out my vitamin and mineral guide that is super in-depth, y'all, on all of the vitamins and minerals that we need as women for our bodies to help nourish them and help promote happy, healthy periods. I am giving my moon tracking journal, which by itself is like around $35-$40, just because of how extensive it is for tracking your cycle and all the work that has gone into producing that. I will be giving away, oh, there was something else, the vitamin, oh, my 5 top supplements for happy, healthy hormones. I don't do a lot of supplements with my clients, right? Like, we focus on getting it through nutrition, but sometimes our bodies are really low on something and we need a little bit of a boost, right? And a quick boost at that. So these are my top 5 ones from my favorite supplement people that have plenty of studies behind them that show their effectiveness and that they are companies you can trust to put in there what they say they're putting in there and not other stuff, because that is a big deal with a lot of supplement companies. You can't always trust them. These ones I know are trustworthy. I work with their supplements all the time because of that. So they are ones that you know you can trust to be what they say they are. And they've been third-party tested and studied, which makes me feel better, because it's not the company telling me, oh, this works because we did our own testing. It's no, this stuff works because someone else who's not related to our company at all has said so. So that'll be given out. If you go ahead and purchase a ticket, even if you can't make it live, you will get the replay, right? I understand it's on a Monday and you might not be able to make it live, but I highly recommend signing up, purchasing your ticket, because you will get all of that information, you will get the replay, and you will have all of that stuff to go ahead and start the path to happy, healthy hormones. It will be available later, probably in a couple of weeks after I've done the live for purchase, but it's going to go up to its regular original price when I have done this in the past, which is $97. So save yourself some money and sign up for the live one, even if you can't attend live, so you get that replay. All right, I think that's everything. I would love to see you there. The links will be in the show note. Thank you for listening to my rant about life and just nature is healing, y'all. It really is. If you're feeling out of sorts, and you're feeling like something's just meh, and you don't know what it is, get out in nature, go sit on the earth, ground to her. Let that energy fill you and reconnect. When we become disconnected from nature, we become disconnected from our bodies, we become disconnected from how we're supposed to interact with the earth, and then that's when dis-ease and illness and all of that stuff starts happening, right? Because we're disconnected from our source and where we get our energy and our vitality from. So get out in the sun, drink some water, put some element in there, and sit on the earth this week. Okay? All right. I will talk to you all later. Love and light.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Alchemy, Astrology, and Astro Health. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed making it. You can find all relevant links to today's show in the show notes below. If you loved the show today, please subscribe, follow, and leave me a review. I love to hear your thoughts, and it helps me know what is a hit and to make more of that content, especially for you. If you want to learn more about me and how I can help you, head over to atlaastrology.com. There you can sign up for a medical astrology package, download my free sun sign and your health ebook, read the blog, and so much more. If you want to connect more outside the podcast, follow my Instagram channel at atlaastrology or join my Astro Connection community, the link to which you can find in the show notes. Until next time, love and light.